Hi, my name is George Dersey. I'm a principal consultant at Clarity Consulting. My team and I worked with Microsoft Developer and Platform Evangelism and the Link Server Platform team to put together this UC14 training kit. In this session, I'll walk you through, at a high level, the content available in the training kit, and as we dig into each topic, point out which sessions in the training kit you can refer to for some more details. First thing we'll do is take a look at the Link 2010 SDK. We'll go over the functionality available in the link controls that are new in Link 2010, and also the ability to do contextual conversations using the Link SDK. We'll then shift gears and look at some of the server-side and middle-tier solutions that we can build, such as communications-enabled business processes and virtual personal assistants. And then finally, we'll take a look at some of the functionality available in the Exchange Web Services Managed API to integrate Exchange data and services into your applications. Let's start by taking a look at the Link 2010 SDK. Link 2010 SDK is completely new with Link Server 2010. It includes the Microsoft Link 2010 Managed API, a from-scratch, brand-new managed API for interacting with the running instance of the Link client. The Link API includes this automation functionality, or if you're familiar with the iMessenger API, this is very similar to that, where you have the ability to start conversations with very little code. And then we'll take a look at the link controls that are new in the Link 2010 SDK that allow you to add link functionality into your applications in WPF 3.5 and higher and Silverlight 4. For more information about the Link API, you should take a look at sessions 3 and 4, where we cover going in and interacting with the running instance of the Link client via the Link object model, and also creating contextual conversations, such as the ability to launch applications directly from the Link conversation window, or host Silverlight applications directly in the Link conversation window. So the Link API is a brand new managed API to work with the Link 2010 object model. If you're familiar with iMessenger API from Office Communications Server 2007 R2, this is as easy to use as the iMessenger API, but it's not as limited in what it can do. The Link Managed API is definitely a lot richer, and you'll be able to do a lot more things in your applications using it. It's also just as powerful as the UCC API, but not as complex. If you recall, you had to use your applications when using the UCC API were responsible for managing endpoints, et cetera, when you were building custom communications clients. We'll talk about using UI suppression to suppress the Link UI and build custom communications clients such as kiosks. The Link API automates the running instance of Link 2010, so you need Link 2010 to be running in order to use the Link API. You can use this to build custom communications clients that include communications functionality. Because the Link 2010 client is required to be up and running, the Link API uses that connection back to the Link server infrastructure. So that trade-off there gives you just a much simpler development experience. You can just get up and running by just having the Link client up and running. We'll take a look at the Link controls in a lot more detail in session 2. These aren't brand new, and they ship with the Link 2010 SDK. There used to be a few samples in OCS 2007 R2 for some present controls in WPF, but these are now a native part of the SDK. These give you some really nice features to integrate Link functionality into your applications. If you think of the Link client as made up of several building blocks, the Link controls are those building blocks. So you can embed a contact list in your application, a contact search results. You can show the presence of contacts, show a custom contact list, for example, for a set of ad hoc contacts. There's also some controls that are very handy that you can use to quickly start conversations, like IM and audio calls. And these controls also support the ability to start contextual conversations. Again, for contextual conversations, take a look at sessions 3 and 4, where we cover launching applications from the Link conversation window, and then also hosting Silverlight applications directly in the Link conversation window. The Link controls are available in WPF 3.5 and higher, and Silverlight 4. If you're going to use these in Silverlight, you need to make sure that the website hosting the controls is in the user's trusted sites collection. And just how the Link API does, the Link controls need the Link client to be up and running because they also reuse the connection back to the Link server infrastructure. Let's shift gears a little bit and talk about some of the server side and middle tier solutions that you can build with the Unified Communications Managed API 3.0. Sessions 6 and 8 go into much greater detail about UCMA 3.0, first introducing some basic topics and then going into some of the new advanced features available in UCMA 3.0. And session 7 covers solutions you can build with the UCMA 3.0 workflow SDK. One type of solutions that we can build with UCMA 3.0 is what we refer to as communications-enabled business processes. This is really just an overarching term for describing solutions that integrate communications. We can interact with users, check their presence, perform back-end functions to generate documents and send broadcast IM notifications, for example. Another type of application is what we call the personal virtual assistant, where a user communicates with the application in order to access some back office data. One example you'll see later is the conference room concierge, where a user is walking across campus and they need to book a conference room. They call into the system and give it some criteria, for example, whether they need a projector, what building it's in, the number of people, and it takes care of interacting with Exchange to book that conference room for them. A lot of improvements have been made in UCMA 3.0. As we know, it's... Let me start again. As I mentioned, UCMA 3.0 is a managed API for building middle-tier and server-side solutions for communications, such as call centers, help desks, broadcast notifications, things like that. It does a great job of abstracting the underlying protocols that you're working with, such as SIP, and just lets you focus on adding the communication and collaboration functionality into your application. It supports IM, voice, the ability to set, retrieve, subscribe to presence, and also do some really nice and complex call control. It's a highly scalable API. It supports thousands of concurrent threads. It's a highly available API in that you can distribute your UCMA applications across multiple front-end servers running a Link server to distribute the load of your application. Some of the key scenarios that you can that are enabled by the UCMA 3.0 SDK are some things that are very common to help desk and call center solutions, such as the ability for a supervisor to monitor a call. For example, if a customer service agent is helping a customer, the supervisor needs to join that call, not be visible to anybody on that call, but be able to listen in. A supervisor might also whisper and barge into a call. They need to coach a customer service agent or actually join a conversation. These aren't explicitly features of the product, but it's things that are enabled by the API. And also the ability to, this is really key in a call center, to take an incoming call from a customer, gather some data about what they need, and then route them based on the appropriate skills to the right queue or right agent to handle their call. We talked a little bit about communication-enabled business processes and personal virtual assistants. These are also key things that you can build with the UCMA 3.0 SDK, as well as the UCMA 3.0 workflow SDK. Conferencing has been greatly overhauled for UCMA 3.0. We'll learn about that also in session 6. And things like notification systems, which we don't explicitly cover in this training kit, but That's the ability for applications to send broadcast messages out to users to react to certain events. Some of the other interesting things you can build include web click-to-chat and click-to-call. For example, you can expose some functionality on your website where a customer could see the presence of a customer service queue, initiate an IM conversation with that queue, and then get connected back to an agent who's running Link on the back end, but you're running, you have a web chat client on your website, perhaps running in Silverlight or just HTML. And you could also initiate some sort of callback request where the customer indicates that they'd like an agent to call them back. That request would get queued and a call would be initiated where the agent can call back the customer. A lot of things, excuse me. Let's talk about what's new in UCMA 3.0. A lot of things have been made easier. If you're familiar with working with UCMA 2.0, application provisioning and management is significantly easier. So is presence. Presence publishing involved working directly with a lot of XML schemas. That's also a lot easier to work with now with the new Presence API. A lot of things have been greatly improved. As I mentioned, conferencing, back-to-back user agent, what used to be a sample in UCMA 2.0 is now native API functionality. The ability of to join conferences as a trusted conference user and being visible on the conference roster and have your application provide services to the call, such as recording it. And then there's the concept of audio routes, which gives you this fine-grained control over the call experience, such as deciding who hears what in a conference. That enables a lot of interesting scenarios. In session 7, we'll go over the UCMA 3.0 workflow API. This is based on Windows Workflow Foundation, so you can leverage building workflow solutions in Windows Workflow to build UCMA 3.0 SDK workflows. There's some activities that are UC-specific that make this a lot easier to work with. There's some IM and audio speech specific activities, such as the ability to make an IM statement or an IM question answer equivalent with speech, a speech statement activity, speech question answer activity. There's activities to check the presence of users and also to do some very simple call controls, such as a blind transfer. Of course, you can also build your custom activities using the SDK, or you can call custom UCMA code from a Windows Workflow Foundation code activity. We'll also take a look in session 7 at using prompts, commands, and events to create a much more natural experience for the caller when they're navigating through your IVR or personal virtual assistants. And finally, in session 5, we'll explore some of the functionality available in the Exchange Web Services Managed API. This is a managed API for developing solutions that use Exchange Web Services. It has mostly functional parity with Exchange Web Services. It's a lot easier, obviously, than working with the proxy classes that are generated when you add a service reference to Exchange Web Services. The Exchange Web Services Managed API makes EWS calls or Exchange Web Services calls under the covers, so it really doesn't require anything new to be installed on the server for you to use it. Also provides a certain level of backwards compatibility. When you create an Exchange Service object constructor, there's an overload which allows you to specify a version of Exchange Server to program against. And the API automatically then limits the functionality that you have available to you. This goes back to Exchange 2007 SP1. And by default, it's cloud compatible, meaning that if you're working with Outlook Online, the same programming model applies. As a matter of fact, nothing changes in your application. Some of the interesting development scenarios when building an application with the Exchange Web Services Managed API is integrating Exchange data into your application, such as the ability to work with appointments, emails, contacts, tasks, or any other mailbox items. You can create them, search for them, update them, and even delete them. The other key scenario is to leverage Exchange services and logic in your application. Such as working with the Exchange Server Free Busy Service to find a suitable meeting time for a set of meeting participants, working with things like push and pull notifications. So as you go through this training kit, you'll notice that adding communication features into your applications is really easy to do with the new tools available in Link 2010. The Link 2010 SDK has some really powerful functionality for creating contextual conversations. You'll explore the ability to launch conversations directly from the Link conversation, or launch applications, from the Link conversation, or even host Silverlight applications directly in the Link conversation window. The Unified Communications Managed API has gotten a lot of improvements, particularly around the area of conferencing. Lots of stuff to explore there in sessions 6 and 8. And finally, the Exchange Web Services Managed API, really easy to use API to integrate Exchange functionality and data right into your application.